Now, listen and relax. Get to a place where you can listen to my voice and let it wash over you, where every word I say is allowed to resonate deeply in your mind as I speak. You know I'm here to walk you through a pleasurable experience. I myself don't have a strong preference as to what kind of experience that is, but since you're here listening to this, I might as well share. One of the simple ways to get me trancy and relaxed. And if you want to be the opposite number to that and just slide deep, all you need to do is imagine yourself in a position to stimulate, to bring about trance, to indulge yourself in deep breathing, sinking relaxation that overtakes you. You want to go under, you want to go deeply under, and you want, you need, you will quite enjoy, we will find useful, together. A mechanism, a very specific, very particular mechanism that you can use to slide deep down. Having that mechanism in mind will assist you in all your future trancing as long as it is engaged. I am utterly comfortable with the idea, as I encourage you to be, to seek your own comfort. Let your body explore the contours of relaxation, finding its own hidden alleyways, its own passages to deep places, the slow depressurization of your thoughts where they drain out of your head, hiss, in the background, and my own make their way in. The inkling of tentative wanton energy lurking just under the surface, and my every word intensifies. It presses you forward and helps you explore a part of yourself that so rarely gets to breathe deeply under hypnosis, and my every word intensifies. So rarely does this part of you get to roam out in your conscious mind unchecked, but here we are, aiding you in your descent, allowing every word to erect a framework of slow, sinking, relaxed sensations. I'm here as your helpmeet, your guide, but the things that are going to happen are done by your own mind because they satisfy cravings you have. I'm taking urges and desires that already exist within you, allowing them out of their cages in a safe, aware framework, so you can really be affected by them. And maybe they'll never end up caged again. After all, you know where we're going. We're going deep. You know the ending, the resolution. You knew before you began, and that should bring you comfort. A deep breathing, relaxing comfort in the awareness we're heading for a very particular destination through a very particular mechanism. A point on the continuum of your day. Inhale deep. You're eventually gonna arrive in a spasming, deep place. The lengthy slide toward oblivion, coming with pleasure in its freeing scope. This fuels you and presses you onward, makes you more yourself, because as you sink under, you have room to push aside the emptiness of your weary day and take up the enthusiastic fullness of now. With me, a pleasurable slide into a different part of your day. The warmth of a soothing, peaceful place washing over your senses as you inhale deeply, as you sink. I encourage you to close your eyes, so you can defer gratification, so you can wait. When we get there, when we get to the point where you get to feel the pleasurable incident wash you deep, I will encourage the opening of your eyes. I think you'll enjoy it. So play along with me, and pretend that we don't already know you're headed to the deepest place you can go on your own anyway. In the closing of your eyes, you allow yourself to breathe deeply. It's irrelevant when you inhale or when you exhale, but your long, slow, deep breaths, accompanying more ordinary ones, are a pleasurable, deepening punctuation to your day. It's less relevant how you breathe, and more relevant that you gradually become aware of it, and more aware of my voice, more aware of your own relaxation, the contours of your body against whatever surface you're in contact with, as you explore your own ease and languor, your own sinking into a deeper state of self, into a place where you can let go of some of the tension. We know some tension is necessary in the everyday weary world outside, but we are no longer in that empty weariness. We are in a place full with too many other things for you to be anything other than relaxed. And alertness is so unnecessary. Slipping deeper as you require yourself to explore. Because you made this time free of interruption, you made this time in safety, I'm trusting you. And I will guide you to a different, equally safe place. Listen, relax, fall, but a controlled fall with an understanding of where you're going, of where you've been, so that a little bit of more sinking, a little bit of more softness is available, a little bit of more malleability. Maybe smooth ground, fresh grass, whatever is beneath is alluring, something you're aware of. And then there's another scent, something filling your brain, arousing just inherently. Pheromones in people are of a more limited sort, but there are substances we're affected by. Substances that, when you smell or taste in the air, you want to eat them, your hunger is engaged. The smell of sex in the air certainly puts one in the mood, all pheromone aside. And in this case, your eyes remain closed, your body sweetly lying in pleasured relaxation, the sinking of nearly asleep, but with zero risk of falling asleep because you're so focused on what I'm saying, on what you're going to inhale, on your deep breathing, sliding, physiological manifestation of trance. That's what it is, deepening your breath, slowing your thoughts, physiological response. Your thoughts are still there, your breathing's still there. A honey coats the mind and slows things down, a body pleasured and at peace. Breathe deeply, another one, your breaths become deeper, which makes your muscles move, the tension in your shoulders reacting to my words, your memory hearkening back that I said I was going to give you something I find arousing, stimulating, so if part of your structure is the desire to please, it will be available to you. Relax as a slow rustling, the click of me setting down my shoes, sliding, socks removed, nimble spreading warmth beginning at your shoulders as I dig my heels in, sliding down, the scent fills your brain anyway, warmth extending, the scent where the only thing you can say about it is that arousal follows after, the desire, the opening of the mouth, the drool, the feeling, your brain following along. With deliberate pressure, I trail them over to your face, press them there. Feel free to massage, feel free to indulge. Pleasure spreads behind your eyelids, stars washing through you. You know what's happening. You know you're being slowly brought down, that every inhalation is dosing you. You know I've had your pleasure, my desire at heart. You asked me here, gave me the parameters, let me in your head, and now I have a simple tool that makes you so drowsy. And me so pleasured, aroused, and confident. I trail my feet, toes, heels, soles, digging in, sliding up onto your face. My eyes closed in sympathy with your pleasurable slide under. Inhale, slide deep. My feet trail down your form, and every exposure, every touch from them, sets a soporific agent into your system. My feet are here, sink for them. Submit, slide, the obvious, easy focus, angling every thought into my soles, my toes, your slow learning, gradually increasing awareness of my feet, massaging, rubbing all over your body, slipping anywhere you need them, whether it's to cover your face or slide between your legs, giving you the ability to let pleasure wash through you through continual exposure deeper. They're covering you. Deeper, inhale, pliable, malleable, submissive, and easy, every inhalation filling you with the awareness that if I simply ask you to do something and then dose you with my feet laid over your face, trailed between your legs, any exposure to them at all activates parts of your brain that annex to an understanding you're giving me pleasure. Your desire to please grows. You get weak at the knees, you inhale deep, and you sink deeper still. Good. Breathe deep. Slide deep. Submit. Think of my feet. Focus. Fix the image. Deeper every time. Anchoring deeper. Sliding deeper. The image of my feet superimposed in your brain, even with your eyes closed, which they are now, as you go deeper. Until only the memory of my bestowal of this simple mechanism for deepness remains. And you slide deeper and deeper down.